The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Gray Fox and the Boomer Show. This is Guy Ebinger, the Boomer, here flying solo, as we're anxiously awaiting the Gray Fox to have his hip surgery, which is only about 9 days away. And hopefully with your good thoughts and prayers, it'll all be successful. And soon the Gray Fox will be back in the station to give me a little color. So keep those good prayers and good thoughts coming so we can get the Gray Fox healed. You know, folks, the reason we have this show is to give you educational tips and suggestions on how to make your money work smarter, earn more, and last longer. Today's no different, folks. If you get something to write with, something to write on, get your smartphone out, enter into your contacts under the Gray Fox and the Boomer Show, then give us a call. When you give us a call, we'll give you information about the Gray Fox and the Boomer. We'll give you information about the products we should suggest, the micromanagement strategy and the split fund retirement strategies that Mr. Gene D'Addario, the Gray Fox, designed, implemented his own retirement more than 50 years ago. He still uses them. Our clients still use them. We still use them. That's because they work. So folks, get ready to write, get ready to enter into your contacts under the Gray Fox and Boomer Show and give us a call at 216-328-2005. That's 216-328-2005. Well, as usual, I'd like to keep here on this Easter week, keep the Gray Fox in our loop. And like I said, the good thoughts and prayers are much appreciated. Thank you all for listening to the show. And I understand if you can't listen to us today because it's a holy Saturday. But I do appreciate you if you turn in or tune into the show. So if you don't have a chance to hear the show on any given Saturday, you can always go to the podcast at whk.com and pull up our past shows, and you can listen anytime you want. But hopefully you get up, you're looking forward to 8:30 Saturday morning, and you give us a listen. We really greatly appreciate it. So anyhow, this is a passage about Easter from the 3 Minutes a Day, compiled by the Christophers that Gene and Carol D'Addario gift to me every Christmas, which I greatly appreciate. The title of this one is The Legend of the Easter Flower. Though lilies have become associated with Easter, Monsignor Owen Campion shared the legend of the holiday's original flower in our Sunday Visitor. At the time of Jesus, a plant grew in abundance in Palestine. He wrote, "It looked ugly, produced no fruit or grain, and drooped as if exhausted. On Easter morning, this miserable plant witnessed the resurrection," continued Monsignor Campion. "Jesus appeared as brilliant as lightning. The intense brightness miraculously changed the ugly plant forever. No longer did its blossom hang limp, but it stood boldly upright. Energized by the light it had seen, its petals were transformed into golden yellow, absorbing and reflecting the burst of light that accompanied the Lord's return to earthly life and victory over death. As the plant grew to maturity, its blossom shifted. Its position during the day always followed the sunlight, searching for another sight of Jesus. They call this plant the sunflower." Just a little trivia and a little Easter message before we continue on with the show. And again, I do want to send a shout out to the International Operators Union, Local 18, this past week. I was able to talk to a group of their retirees. Very, very nice folks out there. They had lunch, and I was able to share in lunch with them. And they did their business, and then I got to share a little bit about what we do on the Gray Fox and the Boomer Show and gave them a little extra information about annuities, which, of course, is the product that we talk about. It's the product of choice, the fixed and fixed indexed annuities. And like I told those folks, you know, we could pick any product to do micromanagement. We could have chosen anything to do micromanagement, but we chose fixed and fixed indexed annuities because of their benefits. The benefits of tax deferral, the benefits of bypassing probate, the benefits of it's the only financial product that can give you a guaranteed income for life. And it has protection from creditors because it falls under pension law. One thing I pointed out to those good folks was the fact that there is only one financial product listed on your 1040 tax form. And I don't know how many of you folks really look at your tax form very closely, but there on line 5A, there's a listing of pensions and annuities. There are no other financial vehicles listed on your 1040 by name. The reason they're listed with pensions is because they fall under pension law. Now, one other thing that I noticed on the 1040 form for this year is a question. At any time during 2023, did you receive as a reward, award, or payment for property or services, or B, sell, exchange, or otherwise dispose of digital assets for financial interest in a digital asset? Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? You know, they're talking about digital assets. And that's because there's no regulation on digital assets. If you follow cryptocurrency, Bitcoin has been hovering over $70,000 for one Bitcoin. Ethereum has grown over $4,000 for one Ethereum. And they have been growing by leaps and bounds. And the reason being, of course, is that because there's no government regulation, people think that the government can't tell that you have them. Now, of course, what do you get when you cash in a Bitcoin or Ethereum? What is it given to you in? American dollars. So as soon as you get the American dollars, what are you going to do with them? Just hold them at home in cash? No, you're probably going to put them in the bank. And as soon as you put them in the bank's going to know you have them. You know, that's the thing about cryptocurrency. There's a potential for a huge gain there. But think about it. It's a cryptocurrency. It's kind of like when those people out there try to sell you a trading card that's digital. That's not a hard card that you can hold in your hand. It's something that exists out in the internet or in the cloud or something like that, just like cryptocurrency does. And the other part of that is something you should ask yourself about cryptocurrency is, who's going to pay the gain that you've made on your money? Imagine on the first day you bought one Bitcoin, $1 for a Bitcoin, and now it's worth $70,000. And you say, I want my gain. Well, they're going to have to pay you in excess of $70,000 from somewhere. Well, where are they getting it from? Other investors? Is there a pot of gold that they have sitting someplace in some server someplace? Where is the payer of your cryptocurrency? Who's giving it to you? And where are you going to put it once you cash it in? So it's something to think about. You know, when you look at, as Gene talked about, silver coins, gold coins, it's a material commodity that you can actually put your hands on. It's not a piece of paper. It's not a certificate. It's not something on the internet. It's something you can put your hands on. When you put your money into an annuity, that money is in an account in your name. And that company has to have at least 90% of that money on hand in case you decide that that's not what you want to do. They have built up assets, capital, to protect any of the money that you've put in to the annuity. Unlike the bank, as a matter of fact, I just had a recent visit with a couple of my clients. They've been clients of mine for like almost 17 years now. And they were a little concerned about having some cash on hand in case something happened. And they went to the bank and decided to take out a sizable amount. I'm not going to tell you how much, but a sizable amount of their money. And the bank made them wait 10 days to round up that money. Because in a past show, if you remember right, I talked about what the law is concerning how much money the bank has on hand of your deposit. By law, it was 10%. But during the pandemic, they took away the 10%, so they really don't have to have any of your money on hand. So when you want it, they have to go round it up someplace else because the way the banks make money, they loan your money out. They don't have it on hand. They're lucky to have 10% on hand. And if they follow the pandemic rules, they don't have to have any on hand. But the insurance companies, one of the reasons we use annuities, they have to have 90% of your money on hand at any given time. Some companies have as much as 95%. So when you compare where you're putting your money, you know, think about that. The other thing is as soon as the money goes into the bank, it's governed by the federal government, and they notify the federal government that you put a lump sum in or you took a lump sum out. When you put money into a non-qualified annuity with an insurance company, federal government gets absolutely no notice that that money went in because a non-qualified annuity is a private contract. The agent that sells you that annuity, the company, and you are the only ones that know where that money's at. And at the meantime, it has all the benefits of an annuity. Gross tax deferred, protection against creditors, it bypasses probate, and it can guarantee you an income for life. So folks, when you're considering, you know, what you're doing with your money nowadays, yes, there's some competitive rates out there. And I talked to another client that's been with me for over 17 years, and they've just received some money, and we're thinking about putting it in the bank or putting it in the insurance company. And one of the things that piqued their interest that I mentioned to them was you could put it into a CD at the bank, but as soon as you do, federal government knows you have it. You put that money into a non-qualified annuity, they don't. It's a private contract. And until they have access, they will never know what's in non-qualified annuities. And they can keep their noses out of your business. But anyhow, those are a couple issues that you might consider when you're talking about where you're going to put your next deposit. And again, it might even be a good time to lock in some money. Just like you've done with your CDs in the past. There's a company out there for 3 years, you can get lock it in for 5.25%, guaranteed for 3 years. That same company will guarantee 5.35 for 5 years, and you'll get all the benefits of having the money in the annuity. And if it's non-qualified, it will also be a private contract. So think about that when you're thinking about where you're going to put your next deposit. And maybe give the Gray Fox and Boomer a call. We'll discuss not only multi-year guarantee annuities, but also fixed indexed annuities. The fixed indexed annuities is pretty exciting right now. As I mentioned in the previous show, as of March 31st, they were going to drop the 12% bonus on one of the products and the 8% bonus on one of the products. Well, they extended it to June 28th. So you have a reprieve. If you were thinking about putting money in, you still have some place to get a 12% bonus on every deposit for a year on the first day the money hits the company. You also have an 8% bonus on every deposit in a different contract for every deposit for 5 years. They both have the same fixed rate. They both have the same monthly point-to-point rate, which is 2%. So they both have a competitive return. Another company has a 12% program on every deposit for 3 years. Now, their fixed rate's a little less than that first one, but they have something in addition. They have, now, we don't believe in fees, but if it works in your program, it might work here. They have 0.95 basis points that's charged against your accumulation value every year, but they will give you an additional 7% bonus on any deposit for 3 years, making it a 19% bonus on every deposit. And that fee can basically be covered by the fixed interest, or you can just assume that instead of a 7% additional bonus, you get a 6.05% additional bonus. So it still makes it an 18.05% bonus on every deposit for 3 years. Another company has come out with a new accumulation style annuity, 13% accumulation bonus, premium bonus, first day on every deposit for a year and a half. Its current rate is a little bit less than the 12% plan, but you have a 13% bonus. So these companies are becoming very innovative again. And it's something that the Gray Fox and I have looked for years to make sure that we can continue micromanagement. We continue making sure that you're able to continue growing your money, whether interest rates are up or down. Don't care what the Fed's doing. We still have the opportunity every single year through micromanagement to get a positive return. Don't care if the market's up or down. You not only have an indexing opportunity, but you also have micromanagement, which can add to that with no risk of loss as long as you use the contract the way it's designed. Very innovative, very exciting. And I know it's kind of a somber week being, you know, Easter week, and I know we have a lot of family plans out there, but anybody that's tuning in, you might want to get excited about what's going on out there in the annuity business. Now, one of the issues that there questions that was asked at the presentation I made was, why do annuities get a bad rap? And I explained to folks that the reason annuities got a bad rap were because either their agent or advisor didn't explain how it worked properly, or when they decide on taking a settlement, their guaranteed income, they chose life only. And when you have a settlement option on your pension or an annuity, life only is one of those options. Life only is life over, payment over. The company absorbs your money. That's why annuities got a bad rap, because somebody didn't give those people good guidance on how to make sure that they got all their money either to themselves or money going to their heirs. And there's a way to do it, and we spend a lot of time making sure that you can do that. So that was one of the questions. And I also explained to them that there's a lot of innovation, a lot of evolution in these products that you don't have to worry about the company absorbing your money or the pension company administrator absorbing your money. If you have good advice, which we suggest you get, you'll have it set up properly for your plan, your personal plan. Now, there are other ways to make sure you get that extra income, but there's also other additional things you need to do to protect those that are left behind when you die. And again, if that's what your choice is, then we're going to have to set up extra steps to do it. But again, that takes guidance. That takes information. That's making sure that your advisor or your agent or your broker has your interest at heart and actually work within the golden rule, which Gene and I decided to do more than 30 years ago. And we're in our 31st year, approaching our 32nd year on the radio here in Northeast Ohio. So folks, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but I have something that I wanted to mention to keep the Gray Fox in the loop again. And this is a little piece that I got off the internet, which involves the Gray Fox. The title is, "How Old Are You, Grandpa?" One evening, Gene's great-grandson, Robbie, was talking to Gene about current events. The grandson asked his grandfather what he thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. Gene replied, Let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There were no credit cards, laser beams, or even ballpoint pens, something that we give a lot out. Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, clothes dryers. As we remember, us seniors, the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. And you know, space travel was only in Flash Gordon books. I hope all of you remember Flash Gordon. I loved watching Flash Gordon. Your grandmother and I got married first, and then we lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Until I was 25, I called every woman older than me, ma'am. And after I turned 25, I still called policemen and every man with a title, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Bible, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong, and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving our country was a privilege. Living in this country was even a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was eating half a biscuit while running to catch the school bus, or running to school if we missed the bus. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were those who closed the front door as the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant the time family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing a condominium. We never heard of FM radios, tape decks, CDs, electric typewriters, yogurt, or guys wearing earrings. We listened to big bands like Jack Benny and the president's speeches on our radios. And I don't ever remember any kid taking his own life listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything made in Japan on it, it was considered junk. The term making out referred to how did your school exam go? Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. In my little hometown, it was Casey's 5 and 10. We loved going there. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were only a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards, a nickel. You could buy a new Ford coupe for $600. My first car was $600, but mine was a Chevy Impala, custom paint job, for $600. 66, by the way. But who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was only 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed. Coke was a cold drink. Pot was something your mother cooked in. Rock musicians were your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found at a hardware store. Software wasn't even a word. And we were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. And that's from Gene D'Daryl, the Gray Fox, with a conversation with his great-grandson, Robbie. Pretty interesting, isn't it, folks? Last thing I want to mention to you folks is when I talk about annuities, annuity sales set more records in the fourth quarter, over $100 billion. All deferred sales were $105.4 billion, up 33.1% compared to the previous quarter and 32.9% compared to the same period last year. There's a reason that people are depositing their money in fixed and fixed index annuities. Not only are the returns competitive, but it's hard to beat the benefits. Tax deferral bypasses probate, protection from creditors, and they can guarantee you an income for life. check out your 1040 when you're having your taxes done, and look to see which financial product is on there by name. You're going to find that it's an annuity, folks. So I hope you heard something you like. Give us a call at 216-328-2005. We'll make your money work smarter, earn more, and last longer. This is Guy Ebinger, the Boomer, saying we'll see you on the next The Gray Fox and the Boomer Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.